Here's another edition of American General Media's Kern Corner with Jeff Lamucci.
It's been a year since my mother-in-law tried to kill me.
There are a few things that everybody can relate to, but you got to admit, stories about an over-the-top mother-in-law or controlling father-in-law are among the most universal and funniest. Dr. Deanna Brann is author of the book Reluctantly Related, Secrets to Getting Along with Your Mother-in-Law or Daughter-in-Law.
Well, I've actually found different types of mothers-in-law and different types of daughters-in-law, and it is based on personality. And I have found, let me start with the mothers-in-law, they're pretty easy. I have comfortable Carla, who is the ideal. All right, that's the first mother-in-law. The second one is Mothering Margaret, and she's just someone who has trouble giving up that whole mothering thing, not only with her son, but now she wants to do it with her daughter-in-law. She has very good intentions, but she just doesn't quite know that she needs to give that role up. And then probably the most challenging one is off-the-wall Wanda, and she's the kind of mother-in-law who does and says whatever she wants to do and say. It's all about her, and she really doesn't care what other people think or feel. And she really is kind of oblivious to the impact her words or her actions may have on others. And then the last one is Uncertain Sarah, and she's just one who is struggling with trying to figure out where she fits in.
Doctor, I'm kind of wondering if maybe fathers-in-law are kind of more easygoing, they kind of roll with the punches, and the real issue is between the women?
That is the real issue, and the reason is that men have different kinds of relationships than women do. Men don't get into all the personal, they don't take things as personally as women have a tendency of doing. And so, I mean, if you look at men, their relationships are so different than women. They kind of do things together, and they kind of work with wherever the person is and just accept them. Women aren't as willing to do that. They take things pretty personally. And so the real issue comes between the women.
Tell us about your book and where we can find it.
Well, one of the things I really worked at with this book is, one, to really explain both sides of the coin so that, you know, whether you're a mother-in-law or a daughter-in-law, you're going to understand what's going on in this relationship. And you actually get things, tips, tools, skills that you can use to change the relationship. And we all can change the relationship. Whether the other person is willing to change or not, we can make the changes happen. Find the book on my website, and the easiest way to find it there is just go to reluctantlyrelated.com.
It's also available at amazon.com. Dr. Deanna Brann, Reluctantly Related, Secrets to Getting Along with Your Mother-in-Law or Daughter-in-Law. This is Kern Corner for American General Media. I'm Jeff Lamucci.